Every evening when we're having dinner, John and I light a little candle. That's John. Wave. Thank you, John. We light a little candle, and then we go back and forth saying, on one night he might say what he wants to pray for, or I might, the next night I would say what I want to pray for. It could be for a person or people or events, but that's the way we pray over our dinner. And then we keep silence for maybe 30 seconds, and then the one who asked for the prayer says amen. Well, we were having our little granddaughters over to our tiny table just a few weeks ago. And Saoirse is 6 and Moxie is 3.5. So I said, girls, why don't you choose what you want us to pray for when we light the candle? And they had done that a few times before with us, but so they were very excited. And Saoirse, the 6-year-old, said, I wish our whole family could have a party and everybody would be invited. That's Mima and Doc and Mommy and Daddy and Moxie and me. Well, she ended and we said, amen. And I didn't correct her, but I kind of wanted to as a theologian. I kind of wanted to say to that 6-year-old, you know what? Wishing is not the same thing as praying. But I didn't. I was a good grandma, and I just accepted her for who she is. Doesn't always happen, but it happened that night. So I am asking you to join us when we think about wishing and praying. In the 1940 film Pinocchio, little Jiminy Cricket comes out at the beginning of the credits and at the end at the credits, and he sings, when you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are, any will come to you. Beautiful. Choir sounds good. You sound good. We're in good shape. So that is a Disney theme for sure. Anything you wish upon will come true. But is praying the same thing as wishing? I wish that our whole family could come together and have a party. I spent a lot of my life wishing. I wished that my daddy wouldn't drink. I wished that I would be popular in school. I wished later that my husband wouldn't travel so much. I wished as a pastor that my district superintendent would be wiser. I wished that our children wouldn't get into trouble. And I've wished that our son and daughter-in-law would not be getting a divorce. You know, wishing. So is wishing the same thing as praying? Our scripture reading that Elliot read so beautifully is full of admonitions and teachings, primarily for today, teaching us how to pray. Our Father, it begins. Not my Father, not your Father, not dear occupant, not dear taskmaster, but a lovely, endearing our father, our parent, our mother, close relationship. Our Father, who art in heaven. So where is heaven in the sky, in our hearts, moving around this place, in the wind. We'll be looking at that. Hallowed be thy name. When you wish, are you really thinking about to whom you are wishing? But in the prayer, we are addressing God, a person, the personhood of God, a name. And the name means, in the Hebrew scriptures, the essence of that person or the essence of that animal. The name, hallowed. Holy be your name. But holy often means set apart. But because we've called this person Father, it is so close as breathing. It is the name of God, the essence of God, and it is love. And if God is love, God is moving in and through us 24/7. All the time, God is moving, inviting us to be in relationship with God. It's holy business, and it must be protected and not taken in vain. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. You know, I really am not a fan of the word kingdom when we talk about God. I really prefer realm of God. I'm not keen on the royalty aspect, you might be, and I'm definitely not in favor of kingly ideas of God. That just didn't make any sense to me. But when we think about what this kingdom meant to Jesus, it is that realm of God in which we live and move and have our being. Following this passage in Matthew, Jesus kind of comes to us as a fathering, mothering figure and says, listen, don't worry about what you're going to wear. Don't worry about what you're going to eat. God will supply these things. So, if we seek first the kingdom, the realm of God, and God's righteousness, all of these things will be added unto us. So to me, seeking the realm of God is actually wanting to be a part of what God is blessing in the world now, what God is doing in the world now. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It's putting our attention back onto God. It's not the wishing so much as wanting to follow what God wills for our lives, individually, as a community, as a world, as a cosmos. And I want us to look at what Leo Tolstoy says about this. We'll be singing about it in a gorgeous anthem that I can't stop singing. All week long I've been singing it. And it's based on Our Father, the Lord's Prayer. And Leo Tolstoy says, in little kind of ruminations in between his fragments and remnants of the prayer, this is what he says. Is it true that I do not wish to live for personal desires and human glory, but only the fulfillment of the will of God? And I add the words of Jesus from the three Gospels, not my will, but thine. And not what I desire, but what thou desirest. That's Leo Tolstoy. I think it can also be us when we try to figure out what prayer is. Is wishing the same thing as praying? I don't hear in the Lord's Prayer a single wish. I don't hear that passive action What I hear instead is what Tim and Ava Hooten call active hope. That's what I hear. The active part of humility, the active hope, the hallowing, the community, the heaven is at hand and within us theology. I hear an asking for forgiveness. I hear a help with temptation. And I hear a doxology at the end. But I don't hear wishes. I don't hear pining after the things that only magic can bring in a fairy tale. Do you remember The Wizard of Oz? I'm sure you do. About 5 minutes into the movie, we hear Dorothy singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. She had failed to get Auntie M and Uncle Henry and some of the farm workers to listen to her tale about how her town spinster, the Miss Gulch, had mistreated Toto, her little dog. And Auntie M says to her, "Dorothy, go find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble." And so Dorothy then walks off by herself, talking to Toto, and she says, "Some place where there isn't any trouble." Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto? There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away, beyond the moon, beyond the rain. And at that point, she begins singing, "Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I dreamed of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I?" There is something so sweet about that song. It reminds me of infancy, with few cares and complete peace if our needs are met. Is wishing the same thing as praying? Can wishing bring us into prayer? Or does wishing get us off track of praying? I want you to take your insert, your little card with a rainbow on it. And let's just take a few minutes in silence to answer the question there: how do your wishes align with God's desires? So you might want to just put your wishes on one side and God's desires on the other. Or you might just want to think this through and write nothing. But let's take a few minutes to think about wishing and praying. If we grow in faith with the hard knocks of life softening our edges and building our consciences, if we grow in prayer, seeing beyond the rainbow and into the great beyond, into ultimate reality, the ground of being, the source of life, we begin to learn how to navigate our disappointments. We begin to know that prayer is our pipeline to God, to love, to hard-headed hope. Even when we have not hallowed God's name, even when we find ourselves in the midst of temptation, even when we don't feel particularly connected to community, even when we find ourselves wishing and trying to manipulate the outcome, there is this eternal love, this love that takes wings, this love that comes from desiring to follow God's will. My friends, our capacity to love is the best gift we've ever been given or can give. It's the most valuable and the greatest thing we shall ever have, our capacity to love. Is wishing the same thing as praying? John and I witnessed these two little girls around our tiny table. They said what they wanted, that they wished for, and they smelled the smells of dinner, and there was the warm glow of candlelight, and they were wishing for a party for their family that has become fractured. But I think that beneath that wish is the knowledge that they are loved and sustained by God. Amen.